This is funny. They're turning the lights off in the studio. Yeah.
Katie, will you flip those light switches over there?
Yes. Set the mood.
Yes.
Yeah, we need this to be perfectly dark.
So I am
listen to this.
Big...
Hold on. My mic stand makes a creepy Halloween sound. Wait. Mm. Not now.
That went well. How about this? Is this better?
Yeah, it's better. I like that. That's good. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm a big fan of horror films, and I don't pretend that I've seen them all, but I've seen quite a few. And a lot of people will sometimes ask me, hey, what's a good horror film I should watch to get me creeped out for Halloween? So I thought, let me put together a list, 25 of them. I'm going to give you 25 through 21 today, on the next five tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and then my top five on Friday. I've taken it way too seriously. I've spent way too much time on this. I would swap positions and so forth, but I digress.
You've been working on this for a month.
I have been.
We're in the dark. It's true.
All right, here we go. Number 25.
Hellraiser. Beyond any terror you have imagined. A nightmare.
No.
Unlike anything you have witnessed. Is born. Because within these walls, the unholy is unleashed.
Hellraiser is a monster film. And if you liked Frankenstein, Dracula, The Mummy, you have to add to that list Pinhead. I've never seen anything so creative in the monster world. And basically, Hellraiser is about a puzzle box, a very difficult to figure out puzzle box. If you open it, you have opened the gates of hell, and the Cenobites come. And these monsters are so creative. Clive Barker was on the show, and I asked him, how did you come up with these very inventive monsters? He said, when I'm asleep, I have nightmares, and I dream these monsters. And I have a sketch pad on my bedside table, and when I wake up, I sketch them. And then I was so enamored by that story, later that year, he sketched an original drawing of himself asleep with Pinhead crawling out of it, out of his head, and he autographed it, Happy Birthday, Mark.
Oh, that's wow. Cool.
Now, this story opens up with a married couple. You can tell the wife is not happy they've just moved into a new home. She winds up having an affair with her husband's brother, and she becomes so enamored with him because he opened the puzzle box, and he is sent to hell. She kills people and brings them to him so he can get his mortal life back. Stephen King said after viewing the film, I have seen the future of horror, and its name is Clive Barker.
Pain. How dare you use that word?
He's got pins in his head.
What you think of as pain is only a shadow. Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
Melody Maker called it the greatest horror film made in Britain. The Washington Post referred to the film as, quote, dark, disturbing, and terrifying. Hellraiser was banned in Ontario because of its, quote, brutal, graphic violence with bloodletting throughout, horror, degradation, and torture.
Thoughts? My first thought is that Cenobites doesn't sound scary. It sounds like a delicious dessert you get at the Burger King drive-thru.
It sounds delicious.
I'll have a large Cenobites.
Tell you what, see Hellraiser and then let me know what you think.
My question is, and I haven't seen the movie, but I know Pinhead. I have the picture. Why does he have the pins in his head?
Never explained. Okay. No, actually, it is explained in 3, but there's none of them that hold up to the original, the very first Hellraiser.
I see.
That's my number 25.
25.
Number 24 is one of my all-time favorites.
Abracadabra, I sit on his knee. Presto, change-o, and now he is me. Pocus, pocus, we take her to bed. Magic is free. We're dead.
Magic was directed by Richard Attenborough, starring a very young Anthony Hopkins, Anne Margaret, and Burgess Meredith. Ooh. This is a very young, dark-haired Anthony Hopkins. It is our first time to see him be brilliant, and you get to see Anne Margaret's boobs. This is a psychological thriller. The first time they ever dealt with the ventriloquist loses himself inside the dummy was done in the Twilight Zone. This is one of those things, and Anthony Hopkins is unbelievable in this film because he begins to think that the dummy is him and he's the dummy. Burgess Meredith plays his manager. He is a hugely successful ventriloquist, but he starts to unwind, and he goes and rents a cabin on the lake to try to get it together. His manager, Burgess Meredith, accidentally walks in on Corky and Anthony Hopkins. By the way, the dummy is called Fats. Mm-hmm. He walks in on Corky freaking out.
He means head shrinkers. He just thinks they're a fruitcake.
He doesn't. He never said that. He's on our side.
He's the film. Don't forget that. Never forget that.
Hey, kid. I'm going to ask you to do something. It's a little something anybody ought to be able to do. Now, if you can do it, fine. We'll forget this whole thing. But if you can't, we'll think about getting you to see somebody fast. Is it a deal?
Name it.
Make Fat shut up for 5 minutes.
5 minutes? I can make him shut up for 5 years.
Watching what Anthony Hopkins does in that scene is, I don't know how many actors can do it. He was brilliant. Anthony Hopkins was nominated for both the Golden Globe and BAFTA nominations for his role as the tragically disturbed Corky. The trailer for this film was pulled from television because calls from parents claiming it gave their children nightmares. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. Magic. So frickin' good. It just fell through the cracks for some reason.
Do you remember when you showed it to me and then the boobs came out and you just said, whoa, nope, because it's uncomfortable to look at boobs with you, and I was younger and you had forgotten that there were boobs, and you're just like,
he does that to me all the time. Hey, listen to this. Oh, I'm sorry, that's unedited Richard Pryor.
If you just joined us, we're inside the top 25 horror films of my opinion for a spook on Halloween. Number 23 is a classic.
Sister, sister, oh so fair. Why is there blood all over your hair?
Whatever happened to baby Jane?
This is one of the great old classics movies. This stars Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, and the film is about baby Jane Hudson, a former child star who holds her crippled sister captive in an old Hollywood mansion. Think Shirley Temple. And then, 65 years later, Betty Davis thinks she still got it.
The postman says that's best to do. I've written a letter to Dorothy saying I love
But as an adult, Baby Jane's sister was a much bigger acting star than Baby Jane was, and there was an accident. The child star has to take care of the cripple. There is abuse. You combine sibling jealousy with deteriorating mental capacities if you've got Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Nominated for 5 Academy Awards, it was the creation of what is known as hag horror. Here, the housekeeper discovers the fact that Blanche, the cripple, has been locked in her room by her sister.
I want to know what's going on around here.
But you said you didn't have your key.
Just so happens that I did. So now you can tell me what you mean by locking Miss Blanche in her room.
And here's what makes it fun. It was an open secret that Betty Davis and Joan Crawford hated each other, and their real-life hatred for one another spilled over into the film. At Oscar time, Crawford was infuriated that Betty Davis was nominated for an Oscar, and she wasn't. Ooh. She contacted all the Best Actress nominees who were unable to attend the ceremonies and offered to accept the reward on their behalf should they win. When Anne Bancroft was declared the winner for The Miracle Worker, she was in New York performing and had asked Joan to accept the award if she won. Joan triumphantly swept on stage, picked up the trophy. Betty Davis later said, "Joan was thrilled that I didn't win." The film maintains a 91% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
This is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like I've said before, there's nothing creepier than a little girl singing out of key, unless she's a 6-year-old woman pretending she's a little girl singing out of key.
And
it
in
is
that scene,
terrifying.
In that scene where Betty Davis is drunk and she's thinking she still got it, while she's singing that song, she walks in front of a mirror and sees herself as she is hag. The film is really great, especially if you've never seen it, and there is a brilliant twist at the end of it.
Yeah, no spoiler, but the last 30 seconds is fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. I watch it every year. All right. I could have put this next one in the top 10, but I didn't because everybody knows how great it is. Number 22.
You spook easily, Starling?
Not yet, sir.
He's past the others. The last cell. I'll be watching. You'll do fine.
A killer is on the loose.
Keeps them alive for 3 days. Then he shoots them, skins them, and dumps them.
A rookie FBI agent is on his trail.
This is basically a perfect film, Silence of the Lambs. It was released in February, and I don't know, you know, I've talked about January, February, March films is the dumping ground for movies that weren't good enough for the fall release. Mm-hmm. Or could it be that the studio knew they had something special and thought, let's put it in February where there's no competition? It is only the third film, the other two being It Happened One Night and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, to win Academy Awards in all the top five categories. It won Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Screenplay. It is also the first Best Picture winner to be a horror film, and only the third such film to be nominated in the category after The Exorcist and Jaws. Mm. The candy of this film is watching Dr. Hannibal Lecter mentally play with Clary Starling.
Oh, Agent Starling, you think you can dissect me with this blunt little tool?
No. I thought that your knowledge...
You're so ambitious, aren't you? Do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed, hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor wire trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father dear? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? You know how quickly the boys found you, all those tedious, sticky fumblings in the backseats of cars, while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the end.
The role of Clary Starling was first offered to Michelle Pfeiffer. She turned it down, later saying, "It was a difficult decision, but I got nervous about the subject matter." For the role of Hannibal Lecter, they didn't first go to Anthony Hopkins. Jonathan Demme originally approached Sean Connery, who passed. He also approached Daniel Day-Lewis, who passed.
Wow.
Rotten Tomatoes gives it 94% fresh. The film is considered a horror masterpiece, alongside such classics as Nosferatu, Psycho, and Halloween. The film was selected and preserved in the National Film Registry.
Wow, that's two for Sir Anthony Hopkins already. Yep. In your top 25. Yep. And man, Daniel Day-Lewis might have been an intriguing.
Mean,
yeah.
She puts the lotion on the skin or else.
Yeah,
she
Daniel
gets the
I would have
again.
I would have loved to have seen what he would have done with it.
She a great big fat girl.
Our last for the day, number 21.
Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch it?
You start to play it, and it's like somebody's nightmare. And as soon as it's over, your phone rings. And what they say is, you will die in 7 days.
What makes this film special for me is that once Naomi Watts' character views the videotape, she has 7 days before she's going to die. She sets out to discover what the images in the videotape mean, because there is a story. One reviewer said, with little gore and a lot of creepy visuals, The Ring gets under your skin thanks to director Gore Verbinski's haunting sense of atmosphere and an impassioned performance by Naomi Watts.
So what is it that's keeping you awake? You must sleep sometime. Do you dream about something? Samara? Let's talk about the pictures. How did you make them? Samara? How did you make these pictures?
I don't make them. I see them. Then.
The movie is number 20 on Bravo's list of the 100 scariest movie moments of all time, saying, quote, The Ring was not only the first American J-horror, which is Japanese horror, remake out of the gate, it is also the very best. So there is 25 through 21.
Woo!
Tomorrow, I have number 20 through 16. We do it again at 7:45. And I leave you with a quote from Dr. Hannibal Lecter. What does he do, Clarice? What is the first and principal thing that he does? What need does he serve by killing? He covets. And how do we begin to covet? We begin by coveting what we see every day. All right, so I got the next five tomorrow, and it gets better as we go. Plus, I've got a good batch of haunted house movies coming up, if you dig, because I love. And one of them is so frightening, I don't think you can watch it alone, especially if it's at night.
Is your own movie on any of these lists?
No. What kind of a tool would I be to put my own?
Number one, moi.
Yeah, number one.
What has two thumbs and is really scary?
This guy.
Number
one, 213.
We pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning.